someone asked me yesterday that here in Camp Kaylee, when we come to the Beis Medrash, the fastest way to get from the dining room to the Beis Medrash is through the shul. So a lot of times if people are lazy and they don't want to walk around, the fastest way to go is to go in that door of the shul and then through over here, when this door isn't locked at least. That's the best way to go. So someone asked if we could talk about making a shul a shortcut, or using a shul as a shortcut, which is a halacha that comes up in two places in Shas. There's a sugya in Maseches Brachos, Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, and a Maseches Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis to Chav Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara in Brachos just simply says that one is not supposed to make a shul into a kapandria or kapandaria, however you want to pronounce it, into a shortcut. And the Gemara gives several details. The Gemara quotes from Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua that if you came in without that intention, then you're allowed to ultimately do that. I mean, you walk into the shul stam because you wanted to walk into the shul for some other reason, then you're allowed to go out the other door, even though you ended up not needing to daven in the shul. Similarly, the Gemara quotes from Rabbi Chalba Amar Rav Huna that if you came into daven, then you can use it as a shortcut, then there's absolutely no problem. If you actually daven, then for sure you're allowed to use it as a shortcut. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Avo that there's another exception, that if there was a path there before they built the shul, and then they built the shul around the path, you're allowed to continue to take that path, even though it goes right through the shul. The Gemara goes on to say that the reason you're not allowed to make a shortcut through a shul is because you would find it offensive if someone would make a shortcut through your house. If you, someone or some stranger would just walk through, or even not a stranger, would just walk through the back door of your house and go out the front door of your house while you're just sitting in your house, you'd be like, what are you doing? You can't do that. It's not derech eretz to do in someone's house, and the person is using it as a shortcut. So just like we'd be makbid about that in our homes, we should be makbid about that in a shul. Rav Shachter explains in Eretz HaTzvi, Simin Yud Beis, Os Beis, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that both the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaKnesses, which we refer to, the Gemara Megillah refers to as a Mikdash Ma'at, are a meeting place between our Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. The difference between them and the level of kavod we have to show them is that the Beis HaMikdash is us going to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. The Beis HaKnesses, Mikdash Ma'at, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to visit us. And therefore, all the halachos of a shul, of the level of kavod you have to have, is what the level of kavod you would expect someone to have in your house. So, for example, you wouldn't want someone walking around your house in wet boots, so you shouldn't walk around shul in wet boots. In Mipnine HaRav, on page Memhei, Rav Shachter adds another ha'ara, that very often people you see wandering around the shul. They can't sit still, so they're just pacing the aisles, wandering around the shul during davening. So Rav Shachter points out that too would be a violation of the basic level of kavod. If you go to someone's house and you just start wandering around and you're like opening doors and looking in the bedrooms and that's weird. No one would be happy about that. That's not a proper derech eretz when you're a guest at someone's home. So since that's the kind of thing a person is makbid on in his house, so that's the kind of thing we'd be makbid about in a shul as well. So that's where this shortcut idea comes from, the Gemara tells us, because it's some of the type of thing one would be makbid about in his house. The Gemara Megillah on the Chav Zayin Beis says that one of the three things, the Gemara has an interesting conversation over there, that they asked various holy Tanoim and Amorayim, Bameh Harach Yamim, what did you do to be Zocha to Arichus Yamim? Which is an amazing question, because it assumes that they knew why they had Arichus Yamim, but they asked Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua, what did you do to be Zocha to Arichus Yamim? And one of the things that he said was that he never made a shortcut through a shul. That was one of his big milos. In addition, he said the Lo Pasati al Rosh Yam Kodesh. He didn't step over the heads of people as he was walking to his seat in the front of the shul. And Lo Nasasi Kapai Blo Bracha. It's interesting that all of his things had to do with a Beis HaKnesses. That all of the things that he was zocha tarich yam for had to do with a Beis HaKnesses. But that was one of the great things that he did. And the Gemara Megillah adds that even after a shul is destroyed, it still retains a level of Kedusha, and you're still not allowed to use that area as a shortcut. So what are the potential heterim or exceptions to this rule? So certainly what the Gemara says, if you go in for a purpose, that you went into the shul to do something in the shul, to daven in the shul, to learn in the shul, you're then allowed to go out through the other door. That is not a violation, even though it happens to be a shorter path. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud, writes that if you go into daven or learn, you can go out through another door that makes it shorter. Now, the Girsa of the Rush, based on Gemara Megillah Daf Chavtas, is not that mutter to go out through the other door, but mitzvah, based on the pasuk in Yechezkel, that it shows, and the Ran explains, it shows some level of chaviva somehow, that when you go in through one door of a shul, and you go to daven and to learn there, that it's a mitzvah to go out through the other door of the shul, and that is the girsa of the tour. However, the Beis Yosef points out that both the Rif and the Rambam have the girsa mutter, not the girsa mitzvah. The Magen Avraham and Sivkat and Zayin prefers the girsa harash, that it's a mitzvah, because otherwise it's obvious that if the halach in the Gemara is that when you come in shalola soso kapandria, that without the intention of making it a shortcut, that it's mutter. So of course when you come into davin, it's going to be mutter. That's even better, you're coming into davin. So it must be there's some chiddush. So when you come into davin, that it's more than just mutter, that it's actually a mitzvah. That's how the Magen Avraham writes. Kes Mishnah in Hilchos Tefillah Perikid Aleph Halacha Ches points out that the Rambam mentions this because it's derived from a pasuk, but the Rambam doesn't mention the other heterim in the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't mention Hayashvil Meikaro, if there was a path there before. The Rambam does not mention that you go in for some other purpose, that it's not a violation, because even though, says the Kesem Mishnah, those technical heterim do work, they do make it mutter, but since the Gemara Megillah says Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was zochet arichas yamim by not making a shul a shortcut, it must be that he did something beyond what the minimum requirement was. So it must be that he didn't observe, he didn't rely on those heterim, that he would never use a shul as a shortcut, and that's why he was zochet to this arichas yamim. That's how the Kesem Mishnah understands. Now in Shulchan Aruch, same author, he mentions the heterim without any mention that tov lahachmir or that it's better. So he seems to go against the Rambam. He says the Rambam paskins at the end of the day like Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel that that's what we should do. But Kesem Mishnah in Shulchan Aruch quotes all of these heterim that appear in the Gemara. Rav Chaim Abulafia, in the Sefer Mekrei Kodesh, Chaim Abulafia was 17th, 18th century scholar. He points out that the Rambam, the way he understands the Rambam, is that the Rambam learns that not everybody accepts all of these heterim of Shvil Meikaro, Nichnas Amanash Lalasaso Kapandria. But as I mentioned, those heterim do appear in Shulchan Aruch. Now, what about when you go into a shul and you're going to walk right through it, so you just sit down to say a pasuk? Is there any heter like that? Or you just sit down and say one pasuk? Does that allow one to walk through a shul? So it's not so pashut. The Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Tes says that if you need to get somebody from the shul, let's say you have to go in because you need to call someone out, that you need to speak with, so then you should yikanes v'yikra ma'at o yomar shmua. So then you say a pasuk, you say a dvar halacha, va'achar kach yikra chaveru, and then you call the guy that you need from the shul. And if you happen to not know anything, you're an amaretz, so you go over to a child who's learning and say pesuk li pesukech, you know, tell me what pasuk you're learning, and listen to the kid tell you a pasuk. And if you can't even do that because there are no kids learning, so then or because you don't want to disrupt their learning, but there are people there that are davening, people there that are doing, so at least sit down, because Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha, even that is a maila, to be sitting amongst people when there's a kol Torah or a kol Tefillah. That's also a wonderful thing. That's the context that the Rambam mentions saying a pasuk, when you're going in to get somebody, not when you're going in for a shortcut. And that's what the Arsameach over there points out, that even if you read a pasuk or you say a dvar shmua, you still, that's not a heter to use it as a shortcut, the Arsameach points out. The Rambam uses that as a heter to go in to get somebody, so that when you go in, it shouldn't be going in for nothing. You should go in and do some dvar shem kedush, some dvar mitzvah when you go in. The Rambam in Parak Alef Halachas, in the previous halacha, explains that the reason you're not allowed to make a shortcut is because asuli kanis behen elul dvar mitzvah. You're not allowed to go into a shul for anything other than a dvar mitzvah. Now, some are medayek. Wait a second. So that means that as long as there's any mitzvah purpose, then you're allowed to make a shul a shortcut. So let's say, for example, it's breakfast is over and you want to start Shnayim Mikra Seder, and you look at your watch and it's 9:09 and you know Seder starts at 9:10 and you want to be here on time, and if you take the long way around, it's going to take till 9:10 and 30 seconds. So you don't want to be 30 seconds late. You want to come right to, so you want to go do a Dvar Mitzvah. You want to go learn as quickly as you can. So the Bir Halacha quotes in Simon Kufnun Hey Dibra Maschal Katzer from the Prima Gadim that Efshar Deshari, that it could be that if your goal is to do a mitzvah, that then it's mutter to use the shul as a shortcut. However, the Bir Halacha says he does not believe that that is true at all. He says no. Dvar mitzvah means to do a dvar mitzvah in the shul. You're going to do some other mitzvah that's not in the shul. You're not allowed to use the shul as a shortcut for a dvar mitzvah when you could get to that mitzvah in some other way by just going around. Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Tes, Simin Yer Aleph, Os Tes, points out that at least the Prima Gadim could be used as a sniff, Lahakel. That if you have other reasons to be Mekel, so the Prima Gadim's Hatter maybe could be used as a sniff, Lahakel. Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi Chelek Yud Simin Lamed Aleph suggests a possibility that sometimes you have these shuls, like these shtibalach shuls, where they're just one room next to another of shuls. And like the further you go into the building, you're going through one shul to another shul to another shul to get to the one that has the minyan that starts now and not 10 minutes ago and not 10 minutes from now. So you're always going in from one shul to the other. He says it could be that if the place was built like that, where that's the only way to really get around and to get to where you need to go, meikara nivnu al dazeh, that maybe it's mutter. A couple of other halachic points. If there's a lot of shuls, when they're constructed, there's like an office off of the back of the shul. Sometimes they put the rabbi's office there or something like that, where the only door into that office, into that area, is through the shul. So Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Yubei Simen Tazayin is not so pleased with that, but he says maybe if there's no other way to get to the office, and maybe you can't call that a shortcut, and it would be mutter. However, he says Lashon HaRambam is that it's only okay to go into a shul for a dvar mitzvah, so it sounds like it should be usher. So he says maybe you say if the office is miyuchad for mitzvos, and it's used only for a dvar mitzvah, you can rely on the Prima Gadim that it's mutter, because there's no other way to get to do that that mitzvah. And keep in mind, even reading a pasuk wouldn't help in that situation, because reading a pasuk, like we mentioned before, Pashtus of the Rambam, doesn't help to use the shul as a shortcut. It only helps to use the shul for something other than davening, but not to use the shul as a shortcut. And also, the reading the pasuk sounds like from the Rambam that that's mutter b'derech mikra. It happens to be, you find yourself that you have to go into shul, but to do that all the time, because you have an office, and that's where you can go every single day, to always rely on reading the pasuk, that seems to be a little bit of a stretch. The Chavos Yair in the Sefer Makor Chaim just points out another interesting ha'ara, that a lot of times the easiest way to get from one side of the shul to the other side of the shul, within the actual Beis HaKnesses, is to go over the bima, to go through the bima. And he says the bima has an elevated status of kedusha over the rest of the shul. So just like you're not allowed to use the shul as a shortcut, you shouldn't use the bima as a shortcut, and you shouldn't use the bima as a shortcut as a way to get out of shul either. What about the Ezras Nashim? Can you use an Ezras Nashim as a shortcut to cut through an Ezras Nashim? So this is a fascinating discussion. Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Tes Simin Yer Aleph was asked about in Shari Tzedek. They were doing construction or something, and the normal way that the nurses would get from one side of the hospital was closed off, and the only way for the nurses to get to where they had to go without going outside of the building and all the way around was through the Ezras Nashim of the room that was designated as a shul. And patients were waiting, and the nurses needed to get from one place to the other, so he was asked if the nurses were allowed to use the Ezras Nashim as a shortcut. So he quotes a fascinating discussion about the relative kedusha of an Ezras Nashim. Does an Ezras Nashim have the same Kedushas Pesach HaKnesses? So he quotes a Prima Gadim that says that the Isser to Shecht an animal in a shul applies to the Ezras Nashim as well. And so he says the indication is that an Ezras Nashim has Kedushas Pesach HaKnesses. And Prima Gadim goes even further in the Rosh Yosef from Maseches Megillah, Daf Chav Ches, where he says that an Ezras Nashim Yesh La Hachmir Kimo Be Beis HaKnesses Gufa. The Aruch HaShulchan Kufn and Dalet Siv Zayin says that a Beis HaKnesses Shel Nashim has full Kedushas Beis HaKnesses because they daven there, and women's tefillos are every bit as powerful and probably more powerful than men's tefillos. So it's that is all the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaKnesses Shel Nashim. That is one Shita, the Prima Gadim, the Aruch HaShulchan, that it has Nashim has full Kedusha as Beis HaKnesses. On the flip side, the Chachmas Adam and Klal Pei Vav, Simen Tes Vav, says that there's no Kedushas Beis HaKnesses for Ezras Nashim. The Ma'arit sounds its way in the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, with regard to the Kedushas Hagag, at least, over the Beis HaKnesses Shel Nashim, and there are a number of other poskim that seem to assume that an Ezras Nashim does not have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. That's very relevant, because if a person shows up to shul on Friday night, And it seems that, you know, there are seats available in the men's section, but there's much more elbow room in the women's section. And plus, you could talk to your friends in the women's section the whole time instead of having to daven to Hashem. So a lot of times people like to daven instead in the women's section, but that's not really the right thing to do for several reasons. But one of them is that it's better to daven in a place that has a greater level of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And according to the Chacham HaSadam, the Ezra Snoshim doesn't have that level of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Then there's a third sheet that's sort of somewhere in between. The Divrei Chaim in Chelek Bezor, Chaim in Simin Yadalid, says that an Ezra Snoshim has some Kedusha, just not the same Kedusha as the men's section. After all, we don't say Dvar Mishab Kedusha, or initiate at least Dvar Mishab Kedusha in the Ezra Snoshim. They don't do Kriyas HaTorah in the Ezra Snoshim. They don't blow Shofar in the Ezra Snoshim. They hear all these things, but they don't do all of these things in the Ezra Snoshim. And that's why the halacha is, the Shlomo Kluger writes in Ha'elef L'Chashlomo or Chaim Simenayin Vav, that you're not allowed to take, when you reconstruct or reformat a shul, you're not allowed to take something that used to be the men's section and turn it into a women's section, because it's Harad B'Kedusha to do that. Rav Shachta, I think, in Nefesh HaRav, or one of the Harav Svarim, has a discussion in what Rav Soloveitchik recommended to do when they needed to. Rav Soloveitchik recommended that they leave it empty, that they leave it with nothing for like a month or something, and then only then so that it went from being used as a men's section to just not being used, and then going from not being used to being used as an Ezra Snoshim. But take it straight from men's section to the Ezra Snoshim, he thought was inappropriate. And the majority of poskim seem to assume this way, that does an Ezra Snoshim have Kedusha? Yes. Does it have the same Kedusha space of Knesset that the men's section has? No. That seems to be the Shita of the Maharsham, the Marami Lublin, the Das Torah, the Beis Shlomo. All of this is quoted by the Tzitz Eliezer. So it could be that if it doesn't have that quite the same level of Kedusha as a Beis HaKnesset, at least that would be a Snif L'Hakel to allow using it as a Snashim as a shortcut, especially since going to help patients in the case of Shari Tzedek was a mitzvah, and the Prima Gadim holds for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to use the shul as a shortcut, even though we don't pass like that Prima Gadim, we can use it as a Snif L'Hakel. So that's what he suggests. What about the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses, or the hallway in front of the Beis HaKnesses? The Rav HaKotel, Rav Rabinovich, has a tshuva about using the Kotel Plaza as a shortcut. You know, the back of the Kotel area. So on the Birchas Kohanim, people are davening there. They have Minyanim going on there. So normally, people only daven like by the front. But when they, on very busy days, it goes all the way back. So does that have a din of a Beis HaKnesses? So Pashtus is, he writes, that has a din of a Chatzar Beis HaKnesses. So what's the halacha by a Chatzar Beis HaKnesses? Or Chashulchan Kufnan Aleph Sivches says that it's mutter umaisim b'chol yom yochichu. That people use a Chatzar Beis HaKnesses shortcut, even though spillover minyanim happen there all the time. Rav Vazner in Shevet Alevi Chelek Yud Siman Lamed Aleph says that it's mutter even if there's constantly minyanim going on there every single day, but says that, like the Bir Halacha, that to use one shul as a shortcut to another shul, or for a Dvar Mitzvah, he thought that would be asur. So what's the halacha over here in Camp Keli? So the pashtus is that it's mutter. Why? I just told you a million reasons why it's asur. Because we have to assess what qualifies as a Beis HaKnesses. Meaning the case Tzitz Eliezer was asked about, he was told that in Shari Tzedek they built it with Al Tanai, and they wrote down the exact wording of the Tanai of the Kedusha that they had in the shul in Shari Tzedek, and they hid it in the wall behind the Aron Kodesh of that shul. So they have no idea what the wording of the Tanai is, because they buried it in the wall. I don't know why they would do that, but that's what they did. But he says, anyway, it's obvious that it's Al Tanai. Donors that give money to a hospital aren't giving money to build a shul. They're giving money to build a hospital. It happens to be that having a place where people can daven is helpful when all the doctors happen to be from, like it is in Shari Tzedek. But they're giving money for a hospital. It's obviously built mainly as a hospital. I think you could say the same thing over here in Camp Keli. That room is for concerts. It's for night activities. It's also for davening. It's for everything. There's a stage over there. We don't need a stage for davening. So it would seem that it does not have a full Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and that strictly speaking, it would be mutter. It won't kill you to get some extra exercise and walk around the long way, but it would seem that the Meikar Adin, it would be mutter.